Okay. It's a pregnant pause.
Highly pregnant. What? It's 9 months in. It's 8 months in. What do they count? Weeks? Fuck.
Yeah, 50-12.
Mm. My son is 554 weeks old.
Then you must work backwards from Tuesday.
She's like, please just shut up.
Okay. After 18 months, you can just start saying like 2 years.
I don't know how it works. I just don't want to hear any months.
Yeah.
Like round it off. Yeah. Treat it like the time.
He's almost this.
He's quarter to 1 year old.
So after the half is two. Yeah.
He's half past one, you know, almost two, quarter to 2 years old. Treat it like that, for fuck's sake.
Treat your child like time.
That's our intro.
Hello everyone and welcome to Bioscope Brasa. This is the show where we talk movie news, reviews, shorts and some cock in between. My name is Ross.
My name is Jody.
Still got it. We're back.
We are not robots. Can we tick that box?
No. I actually recently discovered something. You know when you have to tick that box and then they tell you to identify the stop sign and the traffic light and the bicycle?
Yeah.
Do you know why they do that?
Why?
So Google is using that information for their self-driving cars software.
Right. Bastards.
It's crazy, man.
You know what? Terminator has told us exactly how the robots are going to take over the world. And then all Google does and all what's-his-face Elon Musk does is make them stronger.
That's why I'm waiting for that Skynet delivery service that we have in South Africa for them to announce that they're going into like AI.
All cool and casual. Eh?
We're expanding. We're diversifying our portfolio. But anyway, we're back like herpes. We've been on a break.
Like herpes, we've never been away.
Never been away. We laid dormant inside you until your immune system dropped. And now we're back on your lip.
Yeah.
Or genitals.
Or the inside of your nose. You know when you get that one, that ping.
Luckily, I never gotten that. Mine never goes that high. I just get like one or two on the lip and then I have to. The trick is to ointment it like immediately.
Vaseline.
When you feel that pain.
Vaseline, Vicks.
I don't think that works.
Vicks works for everything.
No, you need a psych lover.
Ah.
I mean, not a psychic lover or something. A psych lover. Anyway.
After the baklava.
Oh, yeah. Balaclava. Mm. So, we're back. We've been on a break because we're only human, as you know, from the start. We're not
been
robots.
Been a mental health break.
Those mental health break, yeah. It's we've got a lot to do. We do things outside of this.
Yeah. We actually have paying jobs.
Yeah.
Luckily.
No, fuck, bro. That ain't even no joke.
That's not a joke.
Luckily, we have paying jobs, which I am grateful for. And I keep repeating on the show, I am very happy at my job. I love it.
Yes.
But please keep paying me.
Do you have people who listen to you?
I don't know. They say they do. Nobody talks to me about it. So I think they're lying.
Yeah, I think they're lying. We have enough followers that we track those 1 or 2 new ones.
Yeah, well, enough is the wrong word. We have so little followers that we can track.
When 1 or 2 come on, we know when you're listening.
But we appreciate you still, regardless if you're 1 or 5 or 500. We appreciate you and we love you. And thank you for sticking by us and shit. Yo, I'm somehow getting like sentimental.
So emotional. Kind of. You've grown in the time that we've been away.
In the time that we've been away, yeah. I've learned to appreciate, you know, what I have and yeah, 5 listeners is what we have, and I love
we love
you
all 5 of you by name.
But this time we're going to do something a little bit different because we've been on a break for a while. We have obviously been watching movies still because we're not going to stop doing that.
No, that's all we do apart from work.
So we're just going to run through some of the movies that we've seen on the break that needs a quick mention. We're going to tell you to watch it or to avoid it like the plague.
In some instances, we've watched it so you don't have to.
Exactly. And then we're going to jump into our main review, which is Black Widow. Yeah, the first Marvel movie for the year.
The first Marvel movie since Spider-Man?
Yeah.
The second Spider-Man film?
Uli-ho.
It's been a while.
But anyway, let's get into the
quick reviews.
Quick reviews.
Our news and shorts.
I haven't seen everything you've seen, and you haven't seen everything I've seen.
Yes.
So depending on that, that person will then give their take on it and whatever. Yeah. The first movie we have on the list is Luca. I haven't seen this.
You should.
Is it?
Luca is really, really good. It's the, I don't know if it's the latest Pixar film. They've been pumping them out. But yeah, it is a Pixar film. Right up there with Pixar's normal family fare. This one is set in Italy, so I don't know if you've noticed, but Pixar is really trying to push diversity in terms of their stuff. So it's not just all American anymore.
Yeah, I mean, Italians, they're known for being, you know, a minority.
And also incredibly accepting of minorities.
So,
anywho, okay. This is set on an island in Italy, and it's to do with, I guess you'd call them what now? Like mer people? Like, people living in the
mer
ocean.
People. Mer people. You have to have the hand gesture. Yeah.
And the character Luca, his family lives underwater, and he wants to go up top. He wants to see what's going on. He's like an intrepid explorer.
This sounds awfully familiar.
Like?
The Little Mermaid.
It's the inverse of that, basically.
Really?
Not the inverse. It's the exact, it's a very similar thing.
So, is there an Ursula-type character?
Not per se Ursula, like, explicitly evil, but it's very much, I want to go see what's on top. No real love interest, because it's kids.
Yeah.
So
well, kids can love.
They can, but not like, you know, it's not like Little Mermaid and a prince waiting for on the...
Yeah, those were different times.
It was.
Okay, so, but I mean, the animation from the trailer looks amazing.
Animation's really good. Story's good. It's fun. It's wholesome. Very good movie. I highly recommend it.
Okay. Are we doing stars? Or are we doing...
We don't even do stars.
Thumbs. You give it one index finger.
I give it I give it an up.
Yeah, that means out in cricket.
Let's just do Joaquin Phoenix in Gladiator. It's like up or down.
Up or down. And you give thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
All right. This next movie that we've both seen this
Yes, one. Unfortunately.
It's the Chris Pratt vehicle called The Tomorrow War.
Yeah. I wish this vehicle had crashed, man.
Yo. I mean... I didn't think it would be, like, great, but I didn't think it would be this bad.
Yeah. And it's almost 2.5 hours.
It's so long.
2 hours, 20 minutes of just your...
Just when you think the movie's over.
There's more.
There's more. There's a solid 45 minutes more. So the premise is roughly like, what if people from the future came back to recruit people from the present to fight a war in the future against aliens. That's it.
Yeah, that's
and the premise. The premise is decent.
It's an interesting premise.
I just think they totally botched.
They play it fast and loose with the interpretation of time travel, and in the end, Ross, how much of the time travel was actually useful for the story?
0%. Zero of the zero.
This is one of those films that I strongly would not recommend.
No.
I feel like we've seen it, so others don't have to.
I think watch this movie if you've really got nothing else.
Yeah.
But you also want to put a movie on where you know, you look at your phone for the most part of it.
Background
but,
noise.
But also you'll miss, like, I wouldn't even say that. Never mind. I was going to say you'll miss, like, plot points, but they don't make sense.
If you've missed one, there's more.
Yeah.
They have options. So, they keep covering the bases.
The performances are not... Also, I think this isn't Chris Pratt's strongest performance.
No, it's not. And I was very upset that Betty Gilpin got to do nothing.
She did nothing. Why would you cast her?
Exactly.
Why would you cast her?
She was just a mom and nothing else.
She's so strong. Exactly. Why would you cast her?
So, anyway, yeah.
Yeah, that's a thumbs down.
Very, very. Yo, I can't push my thumb down far enough. So, next one. No Sudden Move. Steven Soderbergh's new film with an all-star cast.
Yeah, I've seen the cast. It's on my list. I haven't seen it yet. Mm-hmm. Jody has.
I have seen it. Comeback vehicle for Brendan Fraser.
No.
Yeah.
He's been in Doom Patrol. That was his comeback vehicle.
I didn't
see
Doom Patrol.
So this is my first time seeing
Brendan Fraser.
Are we hoping for the Mummy 3? Is that what you're saying?
Four.
Is that where we're working?
Mummy 4. Did you forget Jet Li, Mummy?
Oh, right. He was in the third one.
Yeah.
That's not my favorite.
No.
But are we hoping for Mummy 4 then?
I would love Mummy 4.
Let's build that.
Let's get there.
Okay.
This has an all-star cast. Don Cheadle, Brendan Fraser,
yeah.
Benicio del Toro. It's like there's tons of people in this film. Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Matt Damon.
John Hamm as well. Set in the 40s in Detroit. And when you hear like all-star cast Steven Soderbergh, your mind immediately is going to go to like Ocean's 11 style films, right? It seems to be about some type of heist or something as well off the face of it.
Yeah.
Despite all of that, not a great movie.
Really?
That's not Steven Soderbergh's best efforts. The trailers were like really good.
Yeah, that's what got me.
I feel like the trailers had the best parts of the movie.
No, that fucking sucks.
It really does.
How's the performances though?
Serviceable. I mean, it's not terrible, but for such a good cast and such a good director,
yeah,
I expected so much more. Like so much more from this film. I was very disappointed by it.
Well, that sucks.
Where's your thumb? My thumb is, pointing towards the floor.
Really? Down?
Pointing towards the floor.
Not even slightly up. Huh?
Not even slight.
Okay, well, I'll still watch it. Oh, this is a movie that you haven't seen that I've seen.
Yes.
It's called Till Death. Mm-hmm. Simple premise. This woman, she's having an affair and her husband takes her to this remote location and then handcuffs himself to her and then kills himself.
Gerald's Game.
Kind of, but better because there's other people after her. Ooh. And she has to try and survive with a man handcuffed to her arm.
Nice.
This is Megan Fox. She stars in this one. Yeah, I know
who,
you're not
who doesn't
a fan.
Have a good rep for the acting. I mean, what was the last really good film? Jennifer's Body? I thought it was
Transformers, the realm of the Ninja Turtles? Ninja Turtles?
Yeah. I wasn't a fan of April.
Anyway, in this movie, she shines.
Ah.
Yeah, she's really good. She's capable. She makes good decisions. Mm-hmm. The pain, the frustration, all that shit, she pulls it off really, really well. And awesome. I think it's a low budget film, so everything's like, you know, like compact. It's one location, one or two locations. And it's just really well done. Mm. Had me on the edge of my seat. I would fucking highly recommend this movie.
Nice.
It's a fucking thumbs up for you, my friend.
I'm giving it a thumbs up just for your enthusiasm.
Shit. I'm enthusiastic as shit. Okay, next film is also one that I've seen that you haven't seen.
Yes.
This is Nicolas Cage.
Nicola.
I would say this is the best Nicolas Cage movie that I've seen in like the last 10 years?
Five years, whatever. Look, you have to temper that statement with the fact that Nicolas Cage will act in anything that
he's given. It's not like that anymore. This is the thing. We're going through a bit of a renaissance with Nicolas Cage, okay? Mm. He was the 90s, like, icon, right?
Oh, yeah. Con Air, The Rock.
He was bankable. Like, if you put him in a movie, it was going to make money. Then he had a bit of a slump.
Yes.
And then he went into, like, B-grade territory.
Which he just embraced wholeheartedly, give him his due.
He did. But that actually set the scene for where he's going now, because now he's doing weird indie art type films, and I think this is actually fucking perfect for him. So he did The Color of the what the fuck is that movie called?
I talk about that horror film because
he did Mandy. Amazing.
Yes, that's the one I was thinking of.
So Mandy's amazing.
Yeah, I'm a bit bunked to watch that movie. Eh? I've seen like the amount of blood on him in the poster.
Really?
I was like, I don't know if I can handle
it's rough. Blood. It's not even for me. Mm. And then he did a weird fucking movie called Color Out of Space.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and now with this one, Pig, it's amazing. So the story goes, he's this recluse, this dirty wood cabin loving recluse who has a pig, and the pig sniffs out truffles.
Truffle pigs are important.
Yeah, but he loves this pig. Mm-hmm. Like, the storytelling is amazing because in the first like 10 minutes, you realize how close he is to this pig. Then the pig gets stolen. I know. And then it's him going to revisit his past in order to find his pig. And for a Nicolas Cage performance, it's quite reserved. But it's so well done, man. Like, he's hidden behind this beard and this grime. But you can still
see.
Yeah,
he looks amazing.
His eyes and the way he speaks. And I won't spoil too much about it. But it's honestly one of his best performances in a really long time. And I love this movie. And it's only an hour and a half. You love those.
I love them. I do love those. They have somehow become the exception to the rule.
Yeah, my bro, I give this one double thumbs up.
I'm looking forward to seeing this one. The reviews for this film like are universally very positive. Yeah. To the point where Nicolas Cage has actually come out and said, like, I didn't expect that so many people are gonna be into this film.
No, I'm fucking glad. I really want this for him.
Mm.
I feel like he deserves it.
He does.
He made himself bankrupt. He needs some money.
He needs that moolah. But also it reminds me kind of Matthew McConaughey. The McConaughey. Remember?
Yeah, when he was like, oh, this guy can fucking act.
Yeah. Mm. And it feels like he's in that phase where, like,
I always knew he could act though, Cage.
But yes, I agree with you. But it feels like his career, he became quite forgotten because of just embracing that B-film stuff that he did.
Yeah.
And this is almost like he's Mud. You know, like when people started noticing Matthew McConaughey again, Mud, and what was that other one of his?
That whole section of movies.
Yes.
Dallas Buyers Club, Mud,
Killer Joe,
like yes. That whole.
Exactly.
I don't know what he's doing now.
He's back into his catching on shit. Although The Gentleman was dope.
Mm. Romantic. Now, if only Bruce Willis could get the acting.
I feel like he's too much of a douche.
Do you know now? Okay, this. Anyway. I keep seeing movies of Bruce Willis pop up.
Mm.
2021. There's been like three in this year.
Yeah, and I've never heard of them being.
I don't want to watch a fucking second of them.
I've steered clear.
Okay, next movie, Gunpowder Milkshake.
I haven't seen that yet.
Yo, Jody.
Yeah, there's a lot I haven't seen yet.
Okay, this one is. It might. A I lot do of people want might to not see like it.
Mm.
But I liked it for what it was.
Mm.
So it's almost like a campy, female-led type John Wick type story.
Atomic Blonde vibes.
Yeah. I mean, this girl, her mother leaves her. Mm. And you find out the mother's like a hitman. And then she follows, her mother's gone, and then she follows in her footsteps. Mm. And she becomes like a hitman or woman.
Mm-hmm.
Hit person for this the firm.
Mm-hmm.
and something goes wrong and then people turn on her and she has to survive and whatever.
As it goes, you know.
Classic. But Karen Gillan is really good.
Mm. Lena Headey plays the mom.
Yeah. And then you've got
Angela Bassett,
Michelle Yeoh, Carla Gugino.
Mm.
Gugino. Fuck,
yeah, I don't know if it's a soft G.
I don't know.
I don't know which G is soft and which G is hard.
G is hard, I assume.
Mm,
G is soft.
Gugino.
Carlo Gugino.
What the hell?
You know, diverse. diverse Italian. but it's really a lot of fun. I mean, there's a lot of weird, stupid moments. I think it's supposed to be like
is
that.
It like Netflix violent? Typical Netflix?
Yeah, you might not enjoy that. There's like blood splatters and stuff, but
yeah.
It's fun. And there's a little girl in it. She's also really good.
Yeah, I do. I've been sitting out to see this movie. I'm a big Karen Gillan fan, so
yeah,
I've been looking forward to it. So I'm definitely checking it out.
Yeah, you know what? Check it out.
Up thumb
for that.
Wrath of a Man.
It's just Wrath of Man.
Same thing.
It's I not feel the like same
there's
thing.
An indefinite article somewhere. Wrath of Man.
Yeah, we've both seen
the
this
new Guy Ritchie film. Well, new in parentheses. Led was by Jason Statham.
Jason Statham. Yeah.
I'm gonna clean your toilet.
Why? Jason Statham.
Statham shit, man.
Yeah, it's also like a revenge film.
Yeah, but you don't quite know that when the movie starts.
Yeah.
Kudos to Guy Ritchie for not revealing much in the trailer at all.
Yeah.
This was a movie that when I saw the trailer, I was like, I don't know why I would watch this. It just seemed like a generic heist movie. No?
Yeah, I also thought so. Like, I thought it was going to be like his regular fare. And that actually, I was a little disappointed.
I quite enjoyed it.
I mean, I wanted...
I actually really
I like that he was that going in a new direction. Mm. Granted, you should grow and explore things and whatever. But when you hear Guy Ritchie...
There's a certain
grit. There's a certain pace. You know, you expect that. Mm. And he didn't deliver that in this film.
I feel like...
And I don't think I was mentally prepared for it.
Yeah, I've gotten that complaint from a couple of other people as well. In that they feel like it's not Guy Ritchie doing Guy Ritchie stuff. And I almost feel as though he's just done what he normally does in a different way. So So it's like the first act sets it up in a certain way, and then in the final act there's a reveal about what's going on, but it's like things that he spoke about earlier is coming back now, and they show you how it's connected. But he's done that over like a whole
sprawling. So does that make me an asshole?
Quite.
Because I won't let him be. I won't let him grow as an artist.
Look, I would say this is more, to me, it felt more Spike Lee doing Inside Man.
Yeah.
It felt a lot more like that type of film than a typical Guy Ritchie film, but I really enjoyed it.
Okay. I won't say I hated it. I was just, it wasn't what I expected at the time, and I think I was looking forward to a crime caper. Yeah, and it wasn't that. Yeah. So... It is what it is. Maybe I should watch it again. Yeah, yeah. I'll give it a thumbs up. You need to take it down.
Giving it the full masturbatory thumb.
Whoa! Yeah. A masturbatory thumb.
Just pumping it.
Do you keep your thumb out?
Man, sometimes you need it for grip on the other side.
No, I like to do the Sylvester Stallone over the top.
You first turn your cap around.
Turn my cap around and then I go over the top. It's messy, but it's fun.
You pull your mouth. Yo, if you don't know, Over the Top, highly underrated.
It is the best
arm wrestling movie ever made.
It is. I think the only arm wrestling movie ever made. Over the Top. That's a thumbs up.
So good.
Werewolves Within. So this is it's based on a video game.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either, because it's a retro video game. It's old. It's super old. Werewolf starts killing people in a small town that's like snowed in, and it takes place over like a night and a day or something like that, or two nights or whatever. And this new park ranger has to deal with the fact that one of them could be a werewolf, and there's a whole mystery around it. I really enjoyed it. It's funny. Mm-hmm. It's the guy from...
He's in Veep. He's also in Tomorrow War.
And he's also in that show. Charlize. It was a show with him and another guy. They had a show called Detroitans.
Yes. Sam Richardson.
Yeah, Sam Richardson. That's it. So... He's really, really good. And anything that he's in, I kind of keep an eye out. I find he's hilarious.
But he does the exact same character in all of his stuff. It doesn't matter. Right? Like, literally, he's just...
It doesn't
matter. Like, I'm a sweet innocent guy who talks like this.
Yeah.
Like,
no, but okay.
That's just him in everything.
He can be kind of an asshole in certain things. But I really like him. And I really enjoyed this movie. It was a cool little fucking werewolf mystery comedy
I've seen
vibe.
People say this is the best... best game to movie adaptation so far.
I wouldn't know, but okay,
there's not a high bar.
Yeah,
I mean, Street Fighter.
But even the most recent Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, but people are saying that this is a really, really good adaptation and good movie, on its own feet. It's
I really enjoyed it, so I'll give this one a fucking thumbs up.
Nice.
On to the next one. This is Mark Wahlberg's latest movie.
Your favorite actor.
Yeah. where did you hear that?
Man, it's out there. People be talking about it.
Yo, people are
Russ
talking.
Russ loves
Gak.
Russ just loves
I do
Marky
not,
Mark.
Okay. We did touch on this on a phone call. I don't love Marky Mark, okay?
And the Funky Bunch?
I... just appropriating black music. I liked Marky Mark's older movies where you didn't know any better. So, The Big Hit was one that I really loved. Uh-huh. What else was he in?
He was still Untainted.
Yeah, he was like, now you just realize that he's not a very good actor.
No.
He's
got three facial expressions.
Yeah, and even his tone and his cadence, he's got like also three or two of those. What are you talking about?
I'm going to go to the front.
I'm smart. Yeah. I swear.
AKA Signs, Marky Mark.
No, Dungus. No, what's the other one? It's not Signs. It's the one where they kill themselves.
The Happening.
The Happening. Yeah, he's not very good.
No.
And that's highlighted in this film.
Very much. This film, is it copying or paying homage to?
Fuck, I don't know, man. I just wanted to, you know, I put it on and I was like, it's a Marky Mark action sci-fi romp. Mm. And then it wasn't a romp, it was like a dump.
No, it was a dump.
A big dump.
And you know what's worse? I mean, you and I are Highlander fans. There's some tribute to Highlander in here. A
little bit.
More recently, The Old Guard, Shaliza's Netflix film,
also
had a similar premise to this, except they didn't forget all their shit.
No. Yeah, so there's people that are reincarnated.
Yeah.
Like every time they die and they come back, but it's like one being and one life. They remember everything from the past.
Yes.
And Marky Mark is one of those people, and they have like fighting skills.
He's the main Kunain.
Yeah, yeah. He's the main Kunain, and they're looking for a thing, and they have to get a thing. And that's kind of where they lose me. I'm not going to lie. It's all very boring for a sci-fi action.
May have fallen asleep.
Really?
May have fallen asleep.
And then the climax is also like, what is this?
Yeah. When you see Marky Mark with the sword in the trailer, you're like, oh, it's going to be cool.
Yeah. But it was more like him with a sword, like in Transformers.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah.
Fucking stupid and pointless.
What was that, the last night thing?
Fuck. So, big thumbs down.
Did I see that Michael Bay was producing this film or something like that?
He could have been. Who the fuck knows? I don't know
like
what
this was the Bayos.
His career is in a weird place. Also, he's not a very good person.
No.
Yeah, known like racist on his record.
Yeah, trying to get that shit scrapped.
Fucking hate crime. Yeah, he attacked an Asian man. It was attempted murder, I think.
It was attempted murder. And I think in the end, they convicted him of like assault with a deadly weapon or something like that.
Yeah.
Because it was a 2x4 or something that he beat the guy up with.
He was like a racist fucking asshole growing up in Boston.
And
like,
now he's trying to get those charges, or not the charges, the verdict scrubbed.
He's trying to get it off his record, basically, because he doesn't want people to know that he's a fucking asshole.
We don't let people forget.
No,
Ezra
never
Miller burning hell.
We bring, why are you joking, motherfuckers, anyway?
Sec, it's time for a review.
Okay. Now we move on to what we're really here for.
When was this film supposed to come out?
2018. No, it was supposed to come out 2020.
Yeah. It was supposed to be Marvel's like tentpole for summer 2020, right?
Yeah. And this was supposed to be the first thing from phase four.
Yeah.
For continuity.
Yes. Spider-Man was the last of phase three. Black Widow was supposed to be the first film of phase four.
But it ended, the first like Marvel thing.
Yes.
And then it ended up being WandaVision.
Yes. Which is interesting because, and we've said this to each other, but at some point we'll have to cover those shows because there's so much that happens in those shows that relate to the films coming. As we said, this was supposed to be the first movie though. The first thing for phase four. Black Widow starring Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson.
Florence Pugh. David Harbour. Rachel Weisz. And for his sins, Ray Winston. We'll get into Ray Winston.
What? What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? This film is directed by Kate Shortland. This is only her third film.
Yeah.
Her third feature film.
Yeah, yeah.
Typical of Marvel to go and look for indie directors.
They're cheap ones.
Yeah, they're very cheap. Normally also not that controversial until you hire Chloe Zhao.
Yeah.
And piss off the whole of China. But
that's fine. They've got Jackie Chan.
Anywho, this film is about Natasha Romanoff, aka the Black Widow, who confronts the darker parts of her ledger when a dangerous conspiracy with ties to her past arises.
Mm.
Pursued by a force that will stop at nothing to bring her down, Natasha must deal with her history as a spy and the broken relationships left in her wake long before she became an Avenger. You like that synopsis?
I like you reading the synopsis.
The synopsis itself.
Yeah, whatever. I don't give a shit. But this takes place after Civil War.
Yes.
So she's a fugitive.
Yes. So after Civil War, before Infinity War.
Yeah.
For people's context.
So she, because if you remember Civil War, she helped Cap escape.
Yes.
So now she was an enemy of the state.
Mm-hmm.
So she's on the run. So she's got the blonde hair. She's got the blonde.
Yes, she's got the blonde hair.
That's how you tell the timeline. Is the length of Scarlett Johansson like
length
the
and color. Growth?
Not the regrowth. Is that called regrowth?
I don't. You are asking someone with very little hair. I feel
ladies,
like
tell us. I think it's called regrowth. It's when it grows out. So your color grows out. So you can tell the timeline by how long her brown is versus her blonde. It's not even an ombre.
You're still talking about her hair.
Do you know what an ombre is?
The hair under your arm.
No. God, Jody, I'm trying to educate you.
I know what an ombre is.
Okay,
it's
good.
The fadey.
Nice. Yes, it fades from one color to the other.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's also... Where were we? The ombre is also the guy who...
Speedy Gonzalez. Take it down a notch. Sorry, I got Looney Tunes in my head. Yeah.
Have the review.
Yeah. Anyway, so after Civil War, she's now on the run. Yes. And General Ross is looking for her.
Oh, Thaddeus. General Thunderbolt Ross is looking for her.
He keeps popping up everywhere.
He literally just pops up for like random shit.
I'm so tired of it. Oh, God. Just last
William Hurt has nothing to do with life.
And William Hurt is a really good actor. Yes. I feel like, okay, but I suppose it's money in his pocket. It's true.
It's Marvel money in his
pocket. Marvel money in his pocket. Look, I have no plot notes, so you're going to have to drive the plot.
I'll drive the plot. So she's on the run.
No spoilers first, obviously.
Yeah, this is the spoiler-free part. She's on the run. She needs to kind of figure out where to go. The Avengers are disbanded at this point with apparently like no chance of getting back.
Yeah, the ones that they've captured are in the raft.
Yes.
The prison.
Yeah. Mm. And while she's on the run, she gets made aware of the fact that people who she thought were no longer around are still around.
Yep. She gets that call from her past.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So... What do you think of this version of Natasha?
This version?
Yeah. Look, this is the first time we see Natasha on her own.
Yeah.
Without her being part of like a duo, like in Winter Soldier. Without her being part of a bigger team, like in America. This is her.
Yeah, look. I like me some Scarlett Johansson Black Widow. But without going into, you know, spoiler territory, I feel like they kind of did it wrong a little bit in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily her movie.
Yeah.
Because the other person kind of steals the show.
Yes, the other person being.
And all we wanted for like 10 years or something.
Is a Black Widow film.
Is a Black Widow movie. Mm-hmm. And then this is the one we got. And I think they did it dirty.
We'll get there.
Yeah, okay.
We're still in the spoiler-free zone.
Sorry, my bad.
So, right off the bat, I will say this is one of my favorite opening sequences in a Marvel film.
Yeah, yeah.
The opening credits with this haunting version of Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yes, from Nirvana.
Yeah, was just incredible. Really like the opening.
This was the first opening credit since... Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Because
they don't do it.
Yeah, they
just start the movie.
They just show you where we are, which date it is.
Yeah, which you don't notice, but I kind of appreciate sometimes, unless you're doing something cool with it like they did with this.
Yes.
And Zack Snyder, for all his
sins,
he does use his opening credits to like tell some part of the story.
Fucking thing.
I know he does it every time, but it is kind of refreshing when you can, before the movie even officially starts, you kind of get a feel of what has happened.
Yeah, and within those credits, we are kind of shown like the life that Natasha led and would have led if she hadn't joined the Avengers.
Word up.
You know, she would have been a Black Widow.
Mm.
Also, very cool, what you call this, almost like a tribute to that show, The Americans.
Yes.
We see that Natasha and her family, in parentheses, were actually...
Undercover,
embedded in the U.S. to get something. And immediately then have to go on the run because they are...
So that girl that plays young Natasha, she is Mila Jovovich and Paul W.S. Anderson's daughter.
I can see.
So she was hired because she could
act. Prepping her for Resident Evil 12.
Of course. And she does Taekwondo.
Okay.
And she can speak Russian.
She's badass. That little girl looked legit in that role. So,
Look, let's talk overall thoughts because if we get into the plot and stuff, I feel like we're going to go spoilers.
Yeah.
Overall, I did enjoy this.
Mm.
But... Did I enjoy it because I've been craving some Marvel action? Or did I enjoy it because it's actually a good film? Mm. And like I said, I do feel that they did Scarlett Johansson dirty. But overall, it was a lot of fun.
There's
moments in it that really, there was really highlights for me.
Yeah, they are. And you can see clear influences of things like the Bourne film series.
Yeah.
You get very strong vibes of Winter Soldier.
Mm.
So the movies that they are kind of paying homage to do come through.
Yeah, they do.
Quite well, but I feel like they don't do enough with it.
Yeah.
I feel like they don't have their own voice really in this movie. I think we have to talk about the casting and we can kind of save the best for last.
Yeah.
The casting.
Well, I don't know. Your best might not be my best.
Who's your favorite?
No, but we're saving it for last.
Okay.
Okay. So let's start with Rachel Weisz.
Rachel Weisz. I wrote in my notes that Rachel Weisz is immortal. Yeah. She doesn't age.
She looks amazing.
She's not aging.
Well, they de-aged her in the opening scene, but she looks good. Yeah. And she
despite could, being married to a potato.
Is she married to that man?
Yes.
Oh, I can't keep track, man.
She looks good. I thought she was a cool casting as the...
Oh, he's talking about potato. He's talking about Daniel Craig. Just, if you don't know what
poor reference.
About. Yeah.
I thought she was a cool casting. What did you think of
David
Harbour?
Yeah, but she didn't also have that much to do.
No, she had the
I expected. I thought she was going to be in the movie a bit more.
Yeah. She was the least utilized features, of the actors.
David Harbour, I thought, was really good. Mm-hmm. He does tend to play that washed up guy pretty fucking well.
Yeah, I think he doesn't want to lose weight for any roles.
I wouldn't either. Shit, I wouldn't either. I would Russell Crowe.
And he basically he played this as your favorite drunk Russian uncle.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah, your drunk Russian drunkle.
We've all got the drunkle.
But he was really, really good, and
he was good. But I do feel also he's the David Harbour being the. The non-Red Guardian version of his character was good.
Mm.
The Red Guardian part of his character was wasted.
Yeah, but there's a lot of wastage going
yes.
on. Obviously, Scarlett Johansson, mm-hmm. amazing.
Yeah, I mean, she at this point, she just embodies this character so well,
yep.
which makes me more sad about
more
the
upset.
Fact that...
No, I'm more angry than sad.
That for one, that we feel that she was done a disservice with the movie, but also that she isn't there in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
Although... Due to certain things we might...
No, fuck, who knows? But our favorite character.
Florence Pugh.
She totally steals the show.
She's amazing.
She totally steals the show.
She's just amazing. She channels her inner mean girl.
That's crazy. Did you watch Little Women?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
It's really good. Yeah. She's also in there. And I saw someone point out that she kind of plays the same character, just Russian and like deadly in this one. Mm-hmm. And it works.
It really does.
She's so good.
I feel like the best part of this movie is her dynamic with Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
They somehow have just... It's like they click. You feel that there's a bond between them. You feel like their verbal sparring with each other is great. They just switch from English to Russian and back again.
Yeah.
Her Russian accent's pretty good.
I don't know many Russians, but it seemed legit to me.
You know, based on my experience from Jack Ryan movies.
Way better than Ray Winstone.
Oh, Ray Winstone.
Ray Winstone.
Oh,
yeah, his Russian accent was way...
Yeah, Florence Pugh was like... the best casting in this movie, and unfortunately for us as Black Widow fans, totally steals the show.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to say, before we go into spoilers, I think I'm going to say, fine, cool.
Which is disappointing.
I liked it.
It is fine, and there's almost like a degree of fear of breaking away from the Marvel formula.
Yeah.
So...
Which they should do now.
Embrace it at this point. They allude to like the atrocities that are performed on these children who get swept up in this life. They allude to the difficulties of being a spy family and all of that. But they only allude to all of those things. Then they like immediately switch to humor and like go to a different type of scene and carry on with it. So I feel like Marvel at this point just break out and
just break out. Do some
crazy
shit.
You could have
like
gone deeper into things.
Do some heavy shit. Do some deep shit.
You could have just embraced it completely. Like you could have done Winter Soldier but more spy.
But colder.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Cold War shit.
Arctic Soldier. Or what's colder than the Arctic?
Ice cold.
All right. Okay. So we're going into spoilers.
Let's get into spoilers.
Yeah, it's soft, but okay, fuck it.
Nah, I got it.
Sweet. So, spoiler alert. I like the look into like where she made that decision to go with the Avengers. So yeah. They keep referring to Budapest. Yeah.
And literally since the first Avengers.
Yes. Film. So that was the turning point for when she decided, okay, she's all in with the Avengers.
Yeah.
And they decided to bomb this fucking building in order to stop people. And her and Hawkeye fought. I would have loved to see that movie also.
Well, that I think is kind of the movie we thought we were getting.
Yeah, we did.
And Marvel misled us because during the, when this movie was being filmed, they said they will address that.
Yeah.
What happened in Budapest that her and Clint keep referring to.
Yeah.
And that was a big disappointment.
They didn't really address it. They just told us about it and showed a tiny bit of flashbacks. But
very tiny.
It's there that she decided to kill this guy who was the head of the Red Room.
Yes.
Kill his daughter. How did you feel about that? Just the revelation that she now made the decision to kill this girl as collateral damage for.
Yeah. For her character at the time, I guess it made sense because she's like a spy who's desperate to get out and kind of.
Mm.
The Black Widow from then is technically not the one that we know now. Yeah. So. But I feel like there's inconsistency because the Black Widow then, yes, it's logical. But even now, she says in her mind, it's fine that I did it because it's what I had to do to get out.
Oh, yeah.
And there seems to be very little regret over the whole thing.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I suppose looking through it, that lens, you may have changed my mind. I just always have this picture that she's the Black Widow that we currently have and she wouldn't have made that decision. But you're right.
Especially because in Age of Ultron, they focus on the fact that she had the hysterectomy and things when she became a Black Widow and she can't have children and that is made a thing, right?
Yeah.
They discuss it there and she seems like she would want children. So the fact that she killed a child would have...
Yeah.
You feel like it would have fit into that.
What did you think of the fact that Black Widows are now sort of mind controlled as opposed to like...
I feel like it was a plot device and I wasn't really on board with that.
Yeah.
I feel like they needed to connect the beginning of the film with the rest of the film. Mm. So they needed some type of MacGuffin.
That's usually what you try and do.
Sometimes. mean, but that became almost like the movie's MacGuffin because...
Yeah.
The reason they had been embedded in the U.S. is to get the basis of that research that who the CIA or someone was using, the mind control stuff, and then bring it back to Russia and then refine it for their purposes.
Yeah.
But in terms of how loyal the Black Widows are and all of that, I thought it was superfluous. I didn't actually... It just felt like something to connect that beginning.
Yeah,
it
also like... It's almost like the Black Widows are good... inherently, but they can't control themselves, so they not, you know.
Yeah.
But you can't say that all Black Widows, if you've been trained and sort of indoctrinated with a certain point of view, you think you're right.
Yeah.
So that like takes all that away, the indoctrination, all that. Why train them? Why from little girls and stuff when you can just control their minds?
Well, I movie logic wise, I think that they
are we thinking too deep into
it? No. I remember Yelena makes reference to the fact that because Natasha
I don't remember, obviously.
I literally just watched this again. Because Natasha got out, they stopped doing the indoctrination only. They
got
full control.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like our...
So they still do all that and then they take the mental control after that.
Exactly.
The introduction of Yelena, I thought was cool. That fight that happens. That was the first day of shooting. That's the first day they met.
Really?
Yeah, she didn't. She said she was super nervous to meet Scarlett Johansson. She had traveled and she kicked off the plane and whatever and she was scheduled to Dungas and she was worried that she... stank like old suitcases to quote her and then she meets her and the first thing she must do is choke her.
Nice.
So that was the first scene they shot, which I thought was interesting. I liked that. It's the old switcheroo, the fight. They really good physically.
I did also make a note to say that the brutality in this movie is off the charts with
There's also some parts where she should have been dead.
Yes, it doesn't make sense. And what I said here was, it's so brutal. They make a point of showing that, like, she's being thrown into walls. She's falling down.
From crazy heights.
Like, yes, falling down buildings and things, and then still somehow landing in a superhero pose. And you can't... It's pointless emphasizing the brutality if there's not going to be, like, impact and fallout from the brutality.
Yeah.
It's like you've got to show those things and then have the person actually be hurt afterwards. Otherwise, why bother showing it that in depth?
Yeah.
So, and I feel as though this is, it's a couple of things that the director does where they do it more because it looks cool instead of serving a purpose.
Yeah, but that's comic books and superheroes too.
Yeah, but it's...
So, you talk about that. I don't know, people are calling it the best joke in the film.
Mm.
Is Yelena making fun of Natasha for posing?
What's that that you do?
Yeah, what is that? That thing you in the crowd. You lift your hair. And,
throw your hair.
So that, which is really good. It's really funny. That joke was birthed because Florence Pugh was working with the stunt coordinators. Mm. And they were working on how she was going to move and fight and whatever. And the stunt coordinators were like, shit. Because she was like, what is my pose going to be? Mm. And then whatever. And they're like, look, in the real world, if Scarlett Johansson had to land like that, every bone in her body would be broken.
No shit.
So that became like a joke. They were talking like that. And then the screenwriter overheard them and he's like, this is good shit. I'm going to write this in. Mm-hmm. And that is how it came to be that she actually said that.
They put
it
in there really okay.
I know. Like, it was great. Really well done. And then she does it afterwards. Yeah. She does the pose. And she was like,
oh. And she just does it so weirdly. She's struggling to get down.
So
again, she steals the show consistently.
Every scene that she's in.
Yeah.
She steals it. And she is driving the plot.
Yes.
It's all her decisions that make them move forward and go to the next location and do what they need. Her motivation.
Which is a frustration, like we said.
Exactly.
This is Black Widow's movie.
But she is
she's a passenger.
Tag-along.
I have to ask Taskmaster. I have to.
Okay, let's get into Taskmaster.
We have to get into Taskmaster.
Taskmaster in the comic books is a formidable foe. Okay. He in the comic books, because we're in spoiler territory now, he in the comic books has the ability to mimic anyone's fighting style.
Yes.
So basically, he will murder you
it's
or
his
defend.
Superpower.
It's his power, yeah. He will murder you or defend based on your fighting style and attack based on your fighting style. He can literally watch you and just take that information in and know how you fight and fucking kick your ass.
Yeah.
He can move almost anyone.
Yes.
There's two people that he can't throw.
Deadpool.
Deadpool's one of them.
Because he's so unpredictable.
Yeah, he's batching. And then Moon Knight is the other one. So, yeah, because Moon Knight will take hits just to fucking take hits.
Yeah. Moon Knight is almost like a Batman of thingy, right?
Yeah, but he's
but a lot more
way more mental problems. So, Taskmaster, in my opinion, was wasted.
Very. Also, because, and there was a lot of online speculation about who's going to play Taskmaster, because they purposely left it like, they left it very hidden and so on. Taskmaster is, in the trailers, we see Taskmaster using a shield, like Captain America.
Like Captain America.
Using a bow and arrow like Hawkeye.
Hawkeye.
Stop it, Lord. We see Taskmaster with claws like Black Panther, mimicking Black Widow when they fight.
But that isn't in the movie.
They do briefly show.
It's not quick enough. So that was the one issue I had. Yeah, they didn't show enough of his skill. It's her skill. Because they revealed that Taskmaster is Draco. What's his name? Draco. Dreykov's daughter. So the main villain, he's bad, the bad guy.
Ray Winston.
Yeah, Ray Winston. They reveal that is actually his daughter.
Yes. It was such a bad twist.
Such a wah-wah.
Not just that it's an anticlimax, but it was... Like, if you're watching, it's choreographed so early already that... Okay, that's who Taskmaster is. They also... The characters are all casually sexist and keep saying, like, he. Like, all the women that work with Taskmaster keep referring to Taskmaster.
But it's a body of a man. You can see.
Exactly. Yeah. I actually also...
It's a body of a man. Down.
They clearly... I'll be lenient and say they made the body look androgynous, but...
No, they didn't. They didn't.
Even if you're saying androgynous, it's like kind of leaning towards the build of a person, a guy, in terms of like shoulders and torso.
No, they wanted to float you.
Yeah.
So there was a male stuntman doing all that choreography, and then in the end, she takes a monster and it's Olga Kurylenko.
Yeah, Kurylenko. Yeah,
yeah. I did not like that. I was very disappointed by that as well. But again, Yelena saves the movie for me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, man.
We didn't even get into Ray Winston yet, but very briefly, you do not get an English actor with one of the strongest Cockney accents in the world to play a Russian.
I couldn't tell.
You couldn't? He was that convincing.
No, when he called that guy a fucking wanker. No, he didn't.
Ray Winston is an amazing actor.
He's really good. But why?
Love Ray Winston in British films, but do not cast him as. This is probably right up there with one of Marvel's worst casting decisions.
Yeah, it was bad.
Really, I can't understand how it made it through.
Yeah,
like every step of that decision-making process.
Yeah. How did you feel about the action overall?
Like I mentioned earlier, very brutal in terms of the combat, bigger
sequences, you know, when they're falling from the sky.
It was just too much CGI. And that felt so derivative of the Winter Soldier's thing, whole in climax with the Triskelion building and all that shit. It just felt too derivative of that and also unnecessary in the end.
Mm.
I mean, what was the purpose of having the Red Room in the sky? And
also that they were undetectable.
I felt like it's just that.
But like S.H.I.E.L.D. has been doing that since Avengers 1.
Exactly. You could also go 30 meters underground and be undetectable.
That's true.
So, like moles. Yeah. It was too much CGI in that ending for me.
Mm.
That whole thing. And also the fight scene with her versus the Black Widows was anticlimactic.
Yeah, underwhelming, yeah.
Red Guardian barely fights with Taskmaster.
Hardly. He didn't even really use his shield.
Yeah. He had nothing to do.
Mm. Really. He really didn't. He was just there to like be connected to the family. The family dynamic was fun also, all of them.
It was fun, but I also felt like they were pushing it a bit at the end. Like they'll have a moment where they're like, we weren't really a family. And then they have a moment where Rachel Weisz is like, don't slouch. He's like, listen to your mother. Mm. Don't slouch. Mm. And it's almost like they couldn't make up their mind. They were trying to milk it for as much as they could. But the actors, their dynamic,
they have good chemistry.
Yeah, they really all have of them, chemistry.
Which is cool. There's a line when they are talking in the helicopter and he makes a joke about her period.
Oh, yeah.
So this is what I wanted to highlight because it's a female-led movie and it's directed by a female. Mm. But the script is written by a male.
Mm.
And I think they should have had a female write the script.
Yes.
Because one of the instances was that when they were reading the script and they were going over it, everyone sort of rolled their eyes at that line because that line was just going to be delivered. There was no retort for it.
Are you on your period?
Yeah, so sure. That was just going to be delivered. Mm. And
her retort again.
Yeah, so her retort, which Florence Pugh apparently came up with and they worked into the script, was when she was like, I can't have my period. I don't have a uterus, you dipshit.
Yeah.
And then they go into detail about how they hysterectomy.
What happened,
which was brilliant. And I thought that was a missed opportunity. They should have had a female write this female-led movie and female-directed movie. Mm. I think things like that would have worked out a bit better. Luckily, the director changed shit like that. But use females to tell female stories, man. Mm.
Look, I agree with you 100%, but I do also feel as though this director... Maybe this is one of the occasions where using someone who is not a big director, who's coming from a more indie background, didn't really pay off because all she really did in the end was pretty much follow an exact MCU formula.
Yeah, but is that her fault, Jody? Is that her fault? You can't come in here and start, shitting on things.
Let's say you had someone, for argument's sake, like Catherine Bigelow, who's like a much bigger female director.
Mm, or, Bigelow. Right? She's a Bigelow female director
than this, than Kate Shortland. But would they maybe have had a lot more say on the script and on what they want to
do? Well, there's a reason they take indie people. Firstly, they're cheaper and they won't push back as much.
They won't rock the boat.
No.
Yeah.
The only one who did and that was Edgar Wright. And they parted ways.
Yeah. And Patty Jenkins.
Yeah.
Remember for Thor 2.
Exactly. Thor 2, the second Thor.
Thor 2, the sequel.
So, like, that's the reason they do that. Mm. And they stick to even though the formula works.
Generally,
I think now we're starting to get tired of it.
And the other issue that I think you sit with a movie like this is that it's within an established narrative and an established timeline.
Mm.
So we kind of know where it's going and we know where it's been, and it limits what can happen in this movie.
No, I think it doesn't. I think it's actually... This was the movie where you didn't have to stick to the formula because it was like not... part of that. It's something that's our own little adventure in our own little world. You could have done so much more with it. But yeah, overall, I thought it was okay. I liked it.
But it was only that. And that's the disappointing thing, is that it was only okay. It's our first Marvel movie in 2 years.
Yeah, we were jonesing.
We've been jonesing for it. The post-credit scene.
Yeah. So,
gotta touch on that.
We don't have to.
Gotta.
I don't know. If people watch Captain America and the Winter
Falcon
Soldier.
And the Winter Soldier.
Falcon
and the Winter Captain. Soldier.
Yeah. People, if you've watched that, you'll know after that show, there's also a after credit scene where Valentina Rodriguez Esperanza. What's her full name?
Can we just call her Val?
Yeah, let's call her Val. She recruits.
You'll become Miss Hydra, right?
Yeah. Well, who knows? I don't know where that's going. So she recruits U.S. agent or the guy that they set up to be the fake over from. Yeah, fake Captain America. She recruits him to join her team. But in this one, Yelena goes to visit Scarlett Johansson's grave, and she is already recruited by this woman.
Yes, she's been working for her. And she then points out to her in this movie that the person who actually killed Natasha is
Hawkeye.
Yeah.
So they're setting up the Hawkeye TV show.
Yes.
Which Florence Pugh is going to be a part of. So, we'll see. Mm. Again, I'm tired of all the Marvel talking.
Yeah, man.
I just want to watch the stuff.
It's too much out there.
There's too much fucking content around this cack out there. And so, I just want to watch it. And I mean, we're part of the problem because we're talking about
we're
this
doing
fucking
it right
movie.
Now.
But I just want to watch things and then just, you know, talk about it with my friends.
Yeah.
So
overall, we're in agreement. This movie's enjoyable. Florence Pugh is like...
Standout.
Standout, steals the show.
Oh, yeah.
But it's... disappointing.
Yeah.
That it just wasn't better and that they didn't.
It was still fun though.
But they didn't give Scarlett Johansson the proper solo film that she deserved
they didn't.
So long.
She's married to Colin Jost. You know Colin Jost?
Yes, he does. He's one half of the SNL
Weekend Update
team.
And for this movie, she wanted to read lines with him and shit. Mm-hmm. And he refused.
Because he didn't want spoilers.
Yeah. He's a huge Marvel fan. Yeah. And he's like, no, I don't want to know what happened. I'm not doing it. Speaking of Florence Pugh is 25 and she is dating Zach Braff. He's 46 years old.
He's also Zach. Yes, Scrubs' mother.
I like Scrubs.
Yeah, but he's irritating.
He's not. Kind of a little, but I mean, JD was always there to. I mean, Turk was always there to keep JD.
Do you think he's got a real life Turk? I don't think so. I think
they are best friends in real life.
Yeah, but is he there all the time? To temper his Zachness.
46 and 25. I mean, I'm all for I don't know. That's a little groomy to me. Mm. I mean, she's an adult, but that's 25 years. Mm. Then ain't nothing
when he
to
was
25 at.
Years and she was born, he was like, gonna try that baby one day.
Whose rating system is it?
I think we've come to a rating. It's okay.
That's
fun. It was enjoyable, but it could have been so much more and should have been.
Wait, man, we usually do a rating system.
We do, but let's go spiders.
Yeah, that's what I'm Googling now.
Is it the daddy long legs? What are other spiders?
No, I'm going to go to, let's see.
Just don't include Australian spiders. They kill.
The spider is supposed to kill.
Yeah, but Australian spiders like go over and above.
Okay, so if we go from, if we've got a list, say, okay, let's start from the least deadly to the most deadly based on this list. Mm-hmm. Black widow spider is the least deadly.
Nice.
Then we have, this is just the top four, so it's pretty deadly.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Then we have the Chilean recluse spider. Mm-hmm. Then we have the Sydney funnel web spider. Mm-hmm. Sydney, that's Australia for
tropical.
Sure. And then we have the Brazilian wandering spider is the worst one. So Black Widow being the worst and then the best Brazilian wandering spider.
I'm going to go for Chilean recluse, eh? Chilean recluse.
Okay. I would say
leaning towards Sydney.
I would say Sydney funnel web spider, just because I was craving some superhero action and it kind of delivered some of that, so I was fine with it.
Yeah,
but disappointing overall. Yeah,
for me, terrible villains. You can't sideline your main character.
I will never.
Scarlett Johansson so bad in her own movie.
In her own movie,
and they wasted Red Guardian as well. So it's enjoyable. The family dynamic is great. Yelena is probably the best new character Marvel's introduced for a long time for me.
Yeah, that's something I'm excited about, is seeing what they do with her. Mm. she's going to be one of my favorite characters. Definitely. Going in the future. We'll see if she joins Thunderbolts or if they create a Thunderbolt.
So many theories. We're not going to indulge.
Okay. Do you have any shout-outs?
Man.
We don't have shout-outs because we've been away.
It's been a while.
You know what? Shout-out to us for coming back.
Yeah, shout-out to you, man.
Shout-out to you, Jonas.
Taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
Taking the time that you needed.
Yeah, and you as well for being forced to take time off.
And just taking it.
If you didn't catch it, it was because of me who took a break. But whatever.
Nah, I needed the break as well, man.
Oh, yeah. It was hard on the knees.
Yeah. Super irrelevant.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. But we're back and we're glad to be inside your ear holes again.
Miss that space.
You know, like, share, subscribe. If someone wanted to find us, Jody, how would they do that?
Sure. I can't even remember. I think we have an Instagram profile.
We do have an Instagram profile.
Vice Cop Brasso Podcast on Instagram. They could write us an email.
You can, yeah. If you guys don't do that,
yeah.
Vice Cop Brasso. We've gotten one email.
It was a good email.
It was a good email with the whole fucking first season or whatever. If we're breaking it up into seasons.
Yeah.
We got one email. So
we printed that email, we framed it.
You can send another one in.
Yeah, biscopebrasser@gmail.com.
How weird. And as per usual, now with the new variants and all this cuck that we hear, I mean, the unrest happened by now. When this episode comes out, I'm hoping that it's fully, like, subsided and people are on their way back to normalcy and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, just try and stay safe out there.
Really, guys. Stay safe.
Stay safe, Jody.
Just do it. Stay safe, Ross.